Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Hi, guys. We've missed you for the last couple of weeks, and as you can see, everything looks a little bit different again. We've partnered up with Bored Teachers, the largest teacher entertainment platform that exists, and we are so excited to be working with them on this podcast. Now, a few things have changed. Obviously, our look has changed a little bit. We're on these nice new couches. We've got an awesome little backdrop, and our name has changed. We are no longer going to be the Teacher's Lounge. We are going to be Teachers Off Duty.
That was
we practiced it.
We still messed it up.
Be a little,
saved
little
it.
A quartet. That's what it is.
Well, wait,
is that four people?
Four people. Yeah. Barbershop quartet.
So for those of you that have not been with us from the very beginning, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I am R Rogers World on all of my social media platforms.
I'm Tel Williams. I'm Mr. Williams Pre-K on all social media platforms.
Mr. Williams Spratt.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes on all platforms.
And I am Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on all platforms. So, let's get into... I was going to say something. No, let's get into...
So far away, though.
What?
We're usually in like a line, like a line of four, and now it's just different.
Social
distancing.
Why are you only touching my nail, you weirdo?
I have really short arms. I can't reach anything else.
I like a T-Rex. Anyway, let me get into what I was going to talk about. So today we have these awesome books we're going to be talking about. So these books were brought to you by Student Treasures, and they are supporting our first few episodes of the podcast. And Student Treasures is this awesome publishing company that is aiming to make all students published authors. So they have published 15 million student books.
That is so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
They're bestsellers.
And what's amazing about this is it's completely free for teachers.
You know, teachers love free.
So how does this work? How does this work?
So basically they send you a publishing kit and you create a book with your students and you send the kit back and they give you this really high quality published bound book sent back to your classroom as a class copy.
And it's completely free?
It's completely free. And what's even better is that parents can go online and they can even purchase their own copy for like $19.95. It's perfect.
Lauren, how do you know about this?
I remember doing this when I was in school. Yeah, no, I actually did this in first grade. I wrote an amazing book. I'm surprised it wasn't on the New York Times bestseller list. But it was called The Magic Flower. And it was about... a flower that was magical.
I like the dramatic pause.
Lauren wrote Tangled, actually.
I did, actually. I just, you know, I like to be anonymous. But this is actually something I would honestly use in my own classroom. And I remember doing it in school, but I didn't know it was. Yeah, I didn't know what the company was that did it. So I'm definitely going to go back home and get my own kit to make a book with my students.
And this would be a perfect project to work on, like, the week before break, you know, when the kids are absolutely crazy.
Psychotic.
Oh, my god!
You know what's really cool, though, is that means that this is a really well-established organization that you did this when you were in first grade.
Right.
And it's something that I would, like, never forget from school.
That's
it's
really
one of those
cute
projects that you always hold. So, and we made, like, an event out of it. Like, after we wrote and published our books, we had, like, families come in and we had like a little family kind of like a book reading.
Aww.
And they all sat in the classroom and each kid got to read their part of the book and it was really cute. So this is an awesome company.
Why
so Student Treasures, make sure you check them out and get your free book kit so that you can create some lasting memories
that's
with
really
your students.
And they'd be, I know, like, for those who teach the little-littles, this would be great for like holiday gifts.
Oh perfect.
That stresses
so
me out trying to figure out holiday gifts because the teachers are making them, honestly.
Isn't that how it always goes?
It is.
I would have felt so good as a kid if my story and my picture was published in a book.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been like, I'm going to do
like,
big things.
Look at
when
these.
I
like,
older.
This is not like, these are legit.
It's like legit.
No,
yeah.
Quality.
And there's a barcode in the back, so you know it's
ooh,
legit.
Ooh, fancy.
Anything with a barcode is legit.
Right. What you know
real
about those barcodes?
Everything, apparently.
Well, I know that a second ago I mentioned that it would be a really good project to work on the week before break. And I know that everyone is really enjoying their break right now.
Oh,
much
my gosh.
Did you know that some people taught up until the Thursday before Christmas?
That was my brother. My brother and I don't teach too far away from each other, but my school ended on Friday and his went all the way up until the Wednesday before Christmas.
That's terrible.
That is
people have to travel.
Yes. Well,
right. Or but not even that, but I would, you know, there's me sitting in my house just going like, oh no, they have to get up and go to work. Bye. And then like watching his butt drive down the street was just like.
Okay, you're neighbors too, aren't you?
Yeah, we live right next door to
you. Oh, I would, every morning I would wave with like my robe my on coffee. And coffee.
No, I'd still be asleep. That's a lie. True. That's
a day at school.
I have a 3-year-old. I would not still be asleep. You up. My daughter, as soon as she wakes up at 7 a.m., off the chain. So if you are a mom and a teacher, shout out to you because we don't get to sleep in. You lucky souls.
I have cats. It's not the same. It's not the same. Like, but I do love my cats.
She goes, I have cats.
Not the
same. No, it's not the same.
Somehow I think a toddler and a cat are a little
bit. No, I get stressed out with my cats. I get stressed out with my cats. Like, I think quite often, I don't know how moms do this.
Girl, it's a struggle. I'm going to tell you that much. But even though cats are not like 3-year-olds, cats, feral cats are like the students this year.
Oh,
because they are some straight up feral cats.
How did you guys survive the week before?
Listen, these past 2 years of these kids being at home,
man.
I know.
They have taken a toll.
I feel like people who aren't teachers don't actually realize how insane the week before break is.
It's psychotic.
Even sometimes the 2 weeks before
You give them something to look forward to, and it's right. Like,
why does it seem like the craziest things pop off the week before Christmas break? Uh-huh.
What are some examples of the craziest things you've seen before
break? Like, why are you trying to fight somebody the last day before Christmas break? Yeah. Like, we're just chill, man.
You teach middle school, though, yeah.
I do teach middle school. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I ain't even had coffee yet. Why are y'all trying to fight? Okay, because I don't break up fights. 7 in the morning, they be trying to fight. I'm like, listen, Miss Richardson don't break up no fights. Because if you hit me, I'm going to hit you, then we all going to jail.
Yeah,
I don't break up any fights.
That's always a question that I get from people on social media. Is like, what happens if they're a fight? Do you break up fights? I literally look 12. I'm 5 feet tall.
Becca,
what do you expect me to do?
Becca, jump in.
Come on. Becca,
they will sling you across that cafeteria.
Like, these football players are like 6 feet
tall. Oh, you're in high school, too.
Yes, I'm the high school teacher.
I'm thinking a 5th grade football player would not intimidate me, but then I was like, they're, you know, 5th grade.
They're huge.
Listen, I got some big 5th graders, though.
They are big, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They're
some
big.
Some 5th graders are big.
They're not small. Like, I thought the same thing. I was like, 5th grade, they're not that old. But, like, some of them are pretty big.
No, they are. They're already bigger than me.
And he was like a big kid. Like, it was bizarre. He was like 5, but I swear, like, went up to like my chest. And the week before break, this was like years ago, I was trying to get, we had kids in our class who didn't, not everyone that year celebrated Christmas. So I was like, I'm going to get lazy. We're going to do like nothing with holidays. We'll do like winter activities, which was super fun.
That's cute.
But I had been, what's that thing called? It's Pinterest. No. And it was like that thing.
What's that thing?
People use. And my co-teacher was like a Pinterest person. I don't know if there's like a fun name for it, but you can get plastic plates, like disposable ones, and you can like finagle it and you can make like ice skates.
Aww.
On the rugs. And so they were doing
fun.
That and I was lesson planning and I was like, I should do this in small groups. So we have like, you know, 8 and 8. And then I thought, they're wild today. It's the week before. Let them be wild together so I don't feel the pressure. So then I thought it was a good idea to have 16 kids on these like little slippery skates on the rug. And I was like, it's fine. We're good. We were not good. And so I'm trying to play a classical music because like you would if you were ice skating. They're not with that.
They
so I'm like,
ain't with
okay,
it at all.
We're going to play, we'll play like some Elsa or something.
You should have played like, some rave music.
Oh, right. Like some, and as I'm turning to find something to play on my phone because it was connected, I'm turning and I hear the kid, I heard, boom, and then the kids are giggling. I look over and this child had like hugged our little like music center and just like tipped. And it was like hollow and there was like scarves in there and like egg shaker, so it wasn't heavy or anything like that. And everyone's like, uh-huh, this is so funny. He's cracking up, but I was like, oh my gosh. So I call his parents. I'm like, he's fine. This happened though. Parents were okay. Everyone was okay. I come back from winter break and they're like, yo, we have to write you up for that because you were on your phone and something tipped on the kid. I was like, so Mr. Williams, y'all, he was written up once.
Oh no!
You know, I'm gonna forever look at you differently.
I know, the week before break too, I thought, you know what? Take it.
It's not your fault. It's Christmas break.
It's Christmas break.
I have never gotten a write up at work before, but being moved from 6th grade to 7th grade, I'm just waiting to get a write up because for one, 6th graders, I remember that they're kids. Those 7th graders are big, so I forget that they're kids because they talk crazy to me. So like they're an adult, and the things I would say back to an adult if they talk to me like that, I'm gonna get a write up.
What
I know
do you
I
even
am.
Do with 7th graders the week before break?
I mean, they have final exams, but really I'm like, here's a packet, don't talk to me.
Do you guys have finals before break?
Yeah.
See, in our county, finals aren't until a couple weeks after break.
See, it's okay, we were just even talking about this in my, because we don't do like finals obviously in fifth grade, but we did like our district testing, mm-hmm. and we usually save it until after break, but then the kids are like, they're checked out still, sure. even the first week right. after break. So we did it beforehand this year and it went way better. But the all up until like Friday, even the high school kids were doing finals. I'm like, that sounds so miserable. Do something yeah. fun. Like,
what did you do?
So
I know you did something fun.
She's fun. She's the queen of parties.
I know.
CEO of class parties.
I am. Like, I love Claus, doing class
making
parties.
Hot chocolate for everyone. What
Polar
did you
Express.
Do?
It was fun. No.
Oh.
No.
What?
Polar Express no. can.
Don't you dare blaspheme the name of Polar Express.
Polar Express is awful.
It's so bad. Scary. It's so what? Weird.
It is terrible.
It's the worst movie ever.
Y'all not gonna disrespect See, Polar Express like that.
You weren't there for when we were talking about it earlier. What is that? Valley of Uncanny? Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny
what
Valley.
It? When, so like, it's when you something look at something. Looks- No, it's when you look at something and it looks human, and it looks real, but it's not, and it freaks out your brain.
We do
chemistry.
The Polar Express night. The Polar Express day. Everyone wears pajamas. We
I don't want to be y'all's friends anymore.
No,
oh my goodness. No.
I do not participate in the Polar Express day.
No, the Polar Express makes me uncomfortable.
Wait, then what's everyone's favorite holiday
movie? Do you remember when we were walking through the airport yesterday and we saw that glass case with like the not real person in it?
Yes,
that would be like the Uncanny Valley.
No, it is not. Y'all are so disrespectful.
No, yeah,
I'm gonna write all y'all up for irritation.
Wait, hold on. Is that your favorite? Is that your all-time favorite?
Yes, but no. Hot chocolate.
No.
Okay, but there are.
Oh, okay. It, the dance.
But there are literally so many other better Christmas movies.
I don't
want to
be Elf is my
anymore.
Favorite.
I'm done with y'all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The music is great. It's so Christmas happy. You know what? I'm done with this.
He literally throws a kid off the train.
Well, he deserved to get thrown off the train. He wasn't following it. He didn't have his ticket. He didn't have his
you know
ticket.
What? You don't ride without a ticket. I appreciate that. You know what? Because that's called real life. We don't hand out participation
okay.
tickets.
Yeah, we don't want to give these kids like lofty ideals or anything yeah. like that.
You want to feel the magic? Buy a ticket. You know. Oh my god! So, Lauren, did you not watch the Polar Express?
No, we did not watch the Polar. So, Damn. No.
They did
so
nothing yeah. all day.
For the entire week, I got literally it. Like nothing. Nothing is being done over Christmas
oh, for sure.
break week. So no. I do all fun projects and stuff. So like for writing, I do like a gingerbread opinion writing. So I have them try. They're trying
teacher.
To sell their gingerbread house. So they like describe it and like try to use persuasive language and stuff. And then they actually draw a picture of it and like put it out in the hall. And while they were working on that, I would let them watch a movie.
You're making little real estate agents.
Yes, like, I'm making little real estate agents. And then we did like different winter holidays around the world. And then we
she
did
like teacher of the year or something.
No,
she's really good.
No, I'm just wait, trying to survive.
Grade, in fifth grade, y'all teach all subjects in fifth grade?
I do they at my school.
Okay, because in sixth grade they start switching.
We
classes,
used to like, switch half a day, and our schedules just it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back to self-contained, but and then like the last day before break is just like a free-for-all, like I just do yeah. all kinds of fun stuff. So like I
sounds
got
terrifying.
These really cool
that is
well, but that's because I had like a college student teacher with me this
Aww.
semester. So I was trying to show her like how I plan for things, and I was like, listen, you might think that the week before Christmas is like your time to like slack off with planning. I'm like, you are wrong.
That's
if you do not plan, out. You will right. hate your life.
No. That's the one time you don't.
No, you if you have a bunch of free time, you're going to be miserable. It's going to take forever.
Yes.
Make it go fast. So
my kids have to have something to do.
Oh, yeah.
I
constantly.
Have, you know, you have those classes. Well, you know, because you teach high school. But you have those classes that they cannot afford to have any
oh,
dead
no.
space.
Nope.
They will be up out of their seats, smacking Ray Ray in the back
oh,
of the
yeah.
head on the way to the trash can. Somebody play fighting, slapping each other. No.
See, usually what I do the day before break, because again, we do finals after break. Mm-hmm. So they're still like, they usually have final tests and final projects and things like that. And what I do, I'm very OCD like about my calendar for my classes. Like it has to be a certain way, it has to be planned out. Like I get very very about my calendar.
Becca, are you type A?
Those hand movements and that explanation was
for some things
my
like,
calendar
for some things yes, but what I do is I always allot a certain amount of catch-up days for my kids,
And I always make sure that they are around times of break so that maybe the day before break, it's a catch-up day. Do you have a unit test in your next class, but you don't have one of mine? Okay, spend this
catch
time.
Catch-up day.
Yeah, like a catch-up day.
I sure did. I thought I know she's gonna elaborate on this in a second, and then it wasn't coming. Catch up day. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Okay, to be fair, I wanted to make a lame joke about ketchup, but then I was like,
my mind was like, that
I'm gonna ruin the conversation.
It was like a beautiful mind. It was all written there. I was trying to figure out what a catch up day is. And
see, but that's the thing about like high school is that I don't necessarily get to do like the really cute gingerbread writing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for you people because that has to be miserable.
But what was interesting is I like looking at the Facebook teacher groups because I really enjoy looking at what other teachers do during this time. And there was one that was asking, and I'll never forget this thread because it made me mad. But this one teacher said, oh, well, my district isn't allowing us to do holiday-themed things, so, like, how would you get around it, like, kind of thing? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, okay, if you're not allowed to do it, why would you even, like, why are you trying to
I hate to say it, but it's, like, lazy teaching. Like, you can do, like, winter stuff.
Listen, like, that's, well, I mean, yeah, even though my district is predominantly white, rural, and they all celebrate Christmas.
Right.
But I still do, like our holiday party this year was, it wasn't like Christmas party.
You talked about holidays around the world.
We learned about holidays around the world.
And even though that they don't celebrate, it doesn't mean that like we want to raise them to be empathetic. Yeah.
Right.
One teacher specifically was like, well, I have my kids learn about Christmases around the world. And I, being really annoying, commented, and I'm like, I don't know, because, you know, world religions was a class that I taught for a couple, like, I loved teaching that class. I loved it so much. And I just kind of commented, I said, I don't know if I would phrase it
Christmas
that way. Yeah, she was including Hanukkah and Diwali. And I said, I don't know if I would portray them to your kids as Christmases around the world. And she's like, oh, I know, because I have a couple kids. She teaches, third grade? I have a couple kids from Israel, so I know it's the same. I'm like, you are trying to argue with the wrong person.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Wait,
it is not.
You know, didn't you say when you teach world religions, there's one parent emailed you and told you to stop teaching witchcraft?
No, it was in world history. We have part of our curriculum.
Stop teaching witchcraft.
The Sim witch trials went right to your door.
In world history, part of our state curriculum is world religions. It's part of the first unit.
Right.
And one parent was like, you have to stop. That's not okay. And I'm like, it's literally in our standards.
Oh, I love
that. I'm sorry. And I just kind of told her, I said, look, if you want to be able to dictate what your kid is learning, go to private school, but you can't do that in public school.
Or homeschool.
I'm sorry.
Did you get to do fun stuff then, like leading up to like winter break doing world religion? Because you could teach a lot about like different things that people are practicing like.
So when it came to world religions didn't really have a curriculum to go with it. It was an elective. So world history, world religions is always at the very beginning of the unit. It's like in the first unit. Whereas the world religions elective, because I taught both, there isn't necessarily, there's supposed to be a state curriculum. But when I first was hired and was told, hey, the first day of school is tomorrow and you're teaching this elective.
Don't you love how they do that?
Yeah, right. It's the worst.
I couldn't imagine. That does not happen in elementary school.
Our database for lessons and things like that was down for that class, and there was no one else at the school who taught it. So I literally showed up to school on the first day, and I asked the kids, I said, hey, welcome to World Religions. What do you guys want to learn about? And I literally just had them go right on the board to the different cultures they wanted to learn more about, and I just kind of made a whole unit plan.
I'd have been like, we're doing independent reading today.
I liked it. So our first unit was mythologies. We had ancient mythologies.
I love mythology.
And so
I did not get to take that in high school. There used to be this amazing mythology teacher at my high school, and he retired the year before I could take it.
I absolutely loved it. We did Greek. We did Roman. We did Norse. We did Japanese a little bit. We did tribal religion, so we talked about both Native American and African tribal cultures. Mm-hmm. We did Asian culture, so we did like Zoroastrianism, Jainism, Shinto, things like that. We did.
This is giving me flashbacks to high school.
It was really cool. I liked it a lot.
I want to take Becca's class.
It was fun.
And you came up, you kind of said that you like had to come up with it, like asking them.
Yeah.
And they wonder why we like live for a break. Like we count down the days. Like my chain started
but it's
in
even
like
that,
August.
It's even that with like with elementary school.
Red and green chain when you grip it off and you're like, we have 100 more days. They're like, whoa, tell.
You're not counting though.
That's too much.
Like we don't even, like there are some schools, and I know my school was similar. Like we still don't have certain curriculums for things. And it's a lot of like hodgepodging things together on your own. Yeah, you know, but the week before break makes up for it, because although the kids are nuts, like doing the fun things, like that's what I live for. And like, you know, if you don't do those fun things with your students, then, you know,
well, it's for teachers.
Nobody's enjoying. Right. Yeah. It's like, who is enjoying that time when your kids are nuts and all you're doing is watching movies the whole week?
Well, I don't like that, especially in sixth grade. They make them test the week before break, and the kids do not try. Like, they literally just go through and Christmas tree the test because they just had a state benchmark test 2 weeks before. It's then they got much. Finals, but then they're talking to me about the data. Bro, I don't care, bro.
I am living for the eggnog I'm going to have and the coquito, so no.
It's just not fair, especially in middle school and high school. The kids are, I mean, I know like elementary they're behind. I don't know how much they talk to y'all about data, but especially being a state tested subject and teaching English, they like hound us about data, and I'm
what do they do with it?
That's the inquiring minds would like to know, what do y'all do with all this data that y'all asking for, other than make my blood
hold
pressure
it, hold it right here, here.
Right, we're gonna,
what do y'all they do hold it right it? Here over we, your head to our and producer. Just
we need a
make
data
sure
specialist
that you get
to come in, please. We would like to speak with you.
Yes.
Well, then also, like, I don't know if it's like this for other counties, but the state test would change every other year. And I know it's not the same company, so I know the data is just going out the window. So one year it's an EOC, and the other year it's something else. And then it's an NCFE. And then it's, oh, no.
I mean, I do have a solution. But what's the solution? It was like, well, I don't like, but like, you could just teach pre-K.
And heck no. Them kids be peeing on their shoelaces. They come out
the
bathroom naked.
The worst thing I had to worry about was peeing. So I did shaving cream on the tables, right? Because it didn't snow one year, like would not snow. And so we did shaving cream on the tables. And I don't know why, because snow is white. But I was like, you know what this needs? To be blue. Do you know what tell doesn't do? Cook. Do you know what food dye does?
Oh, no.
So blue. And I'm like, yes. And I love shaving cream because it also cleans the table because it's soap. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is done. Kids, go wash your hands. And it was just blue hair. the week before break, I had a mom come in. She's like, we were supposed to go to the mall and take pictures of Santa.
Like, well, I feel like, you know what, Becky, put some gloves on your kid's hand and we'll call it a day.
Not Becky.
Yeah. Frostbitten from the North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
That's creative.
Thank you.
That's creative. You
make it a thing, you know? Right. Put it a little bit on their nose. Festive. Like, it's cute.
I just can't imagine me or Becca trying to teach pre-K or elementary school.
The week before a break? No.
I would be fired immediately.
I would be like, I can just see me, hello, how are you? Oh, that's
I can't,
not.
And I'm not like a kid person. So it's weird that like I am really good at the teaching aspect of it. Cause I don't know if you do this, days that it's so overwhelming, I just go, it ends. And I put them on the bus and I go home to no kids. Like, so when I have a real stressful day, I'm like, you know what? It's temporary. We don't have kids at home. We're good. We can get through 6 hours.
See, I feel that way now. But like, ask me that in like maybe 5 years when maybe we have a kid. And then I'll be like, I can't do this anymore.
That's
I can't have 17 kids at school and then kids at home and just
the same
surrounded
age
by kids.
Too.
See, I always
the same age.
Originally, the plan was Avery and I were going to have kids by now. And then we kind of got to the age and we got married and stuff. And we were like, I like quiet.
It's so
I
quiet.
Like freedom.
Is it hard? You have a baby.
I'm so tired.
Is it hard going, from teaching? Because then I also think, so too, tired. Like, I like the fact that 2 weeks of no kids, but you like then you go to like full mommy all time mode.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're mommy all the time anyways, but when you're at work, at least she can be like.
My daughter follows me around everywhere. I mean, it's kind of like having a dog because the dog. I mean, she's obviously not a dog, but she barks sometimes. But my daughter literally follows me around everywhere. Like if I try to go to the bathroom, like she comes with me in the kitchen. She comes with, mommy, it's dark in here. Can you turn the light on? No, I don't want you to come in here. That's why I kept the light off. Go in the living room.
How did you start out your break, though? Didn't you have a little mishap with the couch?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to talk about that.
No.
Okay, honestly, it's really my fault because I was on TikTok. So a three-year-old, if they get too quiet, I honestly thought she was watching her iPad. But
Nick, it's break. We're all watching social media.
I was putting makeup on, and my daughter likes to play in my makeup. I never let her, but she'll come over and be like, mommy, I want to be pretty too. And I'm like, baby, you're already so pretty. And she's like, okay, mommy, I do it because 3-year-olds, they want to do everything. So I had two, like, they're, I don't know what they're called or whatever, but it's just the stuff I used to put my eyebrows on. And one of them was old, so I had set it to the side. Well, those little grubby hands grabbed it when I was not looking. She goes back over to the couch. I'm thinking she's just sitting over there watching her little iPad, watching quiet, her little Paw Patrol, living her best life. And I'm trying to make a TikTok. I'm like, oh, I got a second of quiet. She's watching her show. Y'all, I get up after what felt like a couple of minutes. Obviously, it wasn't like 15 or 20 minutes. Literally 2 minutes. I did not even see the child moving out of the corner of my eye. I go over there. And if y'all don't know, my little girl is mixed. So she real, real light skin. My eyebrow stuff is literally black. Like, it's like black brown. I go over to the couch. And I'm like, what is that? And I, like, slowly look up. She has my eyebrow stuff all over her face, all over her hands, all over my couch. I don't even know how she...
Wait, what color is your couch?
It's gray. So it's like she scooped it out and, like, smothered it all over her iPad screen, all over everything. And then when I looked at her, she goes...
She said Paw Patrol to the rescue.
Oh my gosh, Peyton. She, y'all.
This is why I have
cats. Okay, you want to hear a story about when I was little?
Yes.
So when I was younger, I was friends with this girl in our neighborhood, and I went over her house for the very first time. I was probably like 7. And she had this little art easel that had a bunch of little finger paints on it. And when I tell you this house was like white, like everything was white. Mm-hmm. Walls, furniture, carpet, like these people were not expecting to have children at any point in their lives. So, but they did. So we were finger painting and then she was like, we should paint the couch.
Oh my gosh.
And my stupid little 7-year-old brain was like, yes. Yeah, we should paint the couch. So, like, we literally took finger paints and we're just, like, all over the white couch.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we were like, we should wash our hands. We should wash our hands. Go into the bathroom, touching the light switches, touching the faucet.
Where was paint her everywhere. Mother?
That's the thing. They left us unsupervised. Yes, she was on TikTok.
She was on MySpace at the time.
MySpace. But, so I went home after that, and I never went back to that girl's house again.
Her mother was probably mortified.
They were probably, they thought it was probably all my fault.
We should do an entire episode of what we were like as kids.
See, I have a story about brother. My mom always says that I always thought that I would, like, get disowned if I broke the rules. And then my brother came along, and I realized I wouldn't get disowned because my brother always broke the rules when we were kids. My brother... I'm so excited for the story. It just pissed my mom off so much. So we had our little computer area, and like he had his little setup, and I had my little setup. And he would always get mad if anyone ever moved his chair because it goes right there. Right, he might have been 5 years old
OCD at the time. It goes right there.
And so to show everyone where his chair goes, he took a black Sharpie and outlined where the legs of the chair went in the carpet. And that's where his chair goes. My mom was so mad. Oh, my God. He goes, then don't move my chair.
Boy, you don't pay no bills.
Because I'd move your butt out of this house.
We were way too poor for that. My mom would have beat me with
her. Okay, my mom would have. I would be gone to see Jesus.
I would have been moments away. I was never closer to heaven. And then if I drew on the floor.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for being a part of our first episode together as Teachers Off Duty. We obviously have survived a break. This has been so fun.
And we hope that you guys have some positive thoughts with you as you go towards your first week back. Woo-hoo. Yeah. See you guys later.
Bye.